بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. We have begun the discussion in the chapter in regards to the pertinent advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Advices which we call tadhkir, nasihat, wa'az. And in Quran Sharif, over and over again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that Quran Sharif itself is an advice. Inna hadhihi tadhkira, as we heard in the Salatul Fajr. The Quran Sharif is an advice. Wa innahu la dhikru laka wa liqawmik. Quran Sharif is a reminder to yourself and to your people. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says that continue reminding. But verily a reminder is beneficial to the believers. So over and over again we find in Quran Sharif in the Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah Ta'ala encourages to give advice, to give nasihat. Because advice, nasihat is such a thing, إِذَا تَكَرَّرَ تَقَرَّرَ. When something is repeated over and over again, then it settles into the heart. And even the non-believers, even they understand this. It's something which becomes a reminder over and over again, billboards, adverts, media, the cell phone. It's a continuous reminder till it catches the heart. That you have to do this, or if you're not doing it, then you are losing out, you're missing out. Whether via education system, the reminder is there that believe us, what we are telling you, without believing us, you will be unsuccessful. If via education system, you could not colonize the minds of people, then they created such a strong environment, that through the environment, they influence our minds also. The environment became a reminder. And whatever they wanted us to speak about, we began to speak. If you understand this, then you understand the environment in Madinatul Munawwara, the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where there were constant reminders in the masjid. Constant reminders in the masjid, where we find Sahaba ikram will say, "Kunna julusan inda Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." That you were sitting, julus, you were sitting by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jalasna inda Rasulullah. That we sat by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Effectively, it meant that more than often, all the time in the masjid, there was majlis taking place. So from here, our elders teach us that to learn deen, we have to sit in the gatherings where there are reminders taking place all the time. So one was in the masjid, there was dhikrul lak wa liqawmik. There was a reminder to Sahaba radiallahu anhum, to the people. And in the homes, وَذْكُرْنَا مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. The same root words are used, وَذْكُرْنَا مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. In this ayat, the Zawaj Mutahharat, the blessed wives of Nabi alayhi salatu salam are being addressed. That وَذْكُرْنَا make mudakara. There should be a reminder of what has been revealed to you all of Quran Sharif and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in the masjid there were reminders. In the home there were reminders. Then different riwayat of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, where they would go to the marketplaces. Uthman radiallahu anhum used to go there, call Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and he would tell them, "Shall I show you the wuzu of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" And they were reminders. Like how we have the ta'limi gush taking place. When ta'lim is taking place in the masjid, jamaats are going in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This entire syllabus of tabliq and da'awat is in Quran and hadith. When the ta'lim is taking place 10:30 in the morning, then we send a jamaat out to go to the shops, remind them. So these are all part of our sharia. Where sahaba ikram, they were called close to hear the reminder, as our elders say, that we sit in the programs to learn deen, and then we go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to understand deen. So they say, learn deen, practice upon deen, and make others do the same. Then this environment will be built. Then to make amal upon deen will become very, very easy. There was just to listen only, once off, once in a while, will not settle in the heart. The youngster, 12, 13 years old, is listening all the time. This is the trend, this is trending. What is trending? Also mudhakara, tadhkir, reminder, being bombarded. But the smartphone we know also. Whatever a person is speaking sometime, the smartphone is listening, as they say. When he opens the browser, then that advert will come. Looking for a car, then there's adverts of cars coming. Looking for a phone, the phone is coming. Whatever he's searching for, then the reminder will come over and over again. Doesn't understand I'm scrolling and I'm looking through. Then they'll give their apps. This is where you'll find these items over here right now. So they got the whole system. Come close to understand. Come close to learn. Then go far to understand. Then purchase the item. So all these are the usus of Shariat. Therefore, reminder isn't just once a week. Once a week there's majlis. Once a week there's gush. But it's an everyday effort. Like how we go to school is a daily effort. Go to madrasa also is a daily effort. Islah and reforming the heart is a daily effort. The effort of iman to increase is a daily effort. Because the effort has to be so strong on the heart that this iman and this islah is not just to make a profit like in dunya, but it has to last me right till my qabr, and more than that, it has to last me till I put my foot into jannat. Hafiz al-Quran, door is same thing, is a reminder. Don't forget your door. Continue. One ustaz we had in Darul Mazabul who is still there, Allah Ta'ala give him afid and good health. When the moon of Ramadan is sighted, then the first night already he stands on the musalla and he says, Allah Ta'ala puts the power in my feet. On the side of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, he starts Salatul Taraweeh and ends at Sari time, one Quran khatam the first night. And every night one Quran khatam. So once he mentioned to us and he says, continue making door of Quran Sharif till your last breath. Never think you mastered Quran Sharif. You'll never master it. Quran Sharif is a kalam, and the speech of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is absolutely perfect. Insan deficient. Insan is not someone that is perfect. Quran is perfect. And it's impossible for you, deficient insan, to perfect the Quran Sharif, which is perfected by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. We'll have to continue till your last breath to know it well, till it will accompany you, till you put your foot into Jannat. Door has to be so strong. So iman has to be that strong also. So this will only happen as a constant reminder. And then to remind of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was a warner. He used to warn Sahaba ikram, but such a warner, the word used in Quran Sharif, nadira wa bashira. He was a warner, he would warn them all the time. Bashira, he was a bearer and a giver of glad tidings. Here, warner also means he would warn with shafaqah and compassion. Therefore, just to recapitulate what we mentioned, how to give the advice also. One is how to listen to advice, how to give advice, how to take maximum benefit. The one giving the advice, to give the advice as a khadim, as a servant of deen, not as a makhdoom, not as an authority. The person who gives the advice also, it is compulsory for him to believe, to understand the one I'm advising is superior to me, I am inferior. Mashayikh say that when a person will regard himself to be superior and the one I'm advising as inferior, fir ye nasihat karna haram hai, then to give advice right now for you is not permissible. Because that nasihat, that advice is going to breathe pride in your heart. I am better than him. So listen to me. So how to give the advice? How to listen to the advice? So we are taught all this in Sharia, that how to give the advice. So the advice goes into the heart. How to listen to the advice? The advice goes into the heart. One person at one time went to Nizamuddin years ago, and he was English speaking. But he wanted to sit in the Urdu Bayan, the original Bayan. I want to hear it directly in Urdu. I want to hear the advice with this talab and desire in his heart. Just to understand, my dear brothers, Allah Ta'ala has an avenue to correct the heart. Like how we have ICU, we have the doctor's surgery to correct the body, the illnesses of the body. So there are avenues, the hospitals of deen, and the avenues, the ICUs of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. As is mentioned, ICU, Ya Allah, you see me. Ya Allah, I've come to see you. Ya Allah, you see to me also. These are the avenues where the nasihat advice has been given, general advices. This is now, what we say, the general ward. Then we go to the ulama ikram, we go to the mashayikh, we go for special advice. Then it is the ICU, open heart surgery is being done right now, dil badal de. Allah change my heart now. Where we go sit in the majlis, and we listen to the advice. So he went with this desire. When we go and sit with this desire, that Ya Allah, I want to change, I want to understand. These are the avenues Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does open heart surgery. Allah ta'ala dispenses the medication. I've come for medication. Allah ta'ala gives the medication according to our talab and desire. So accordingly, this person, he sat in the bayan, 3-hour bayan. And the rest of the jamaat sat in the translation. Today we complain also that the bayans are too long. He's speaking 20 minutes Urdu, then 20 minutes English, and then we switch off. But we don't understand, the medication is still coming through right now. It's not just entertainment of the ears. It's for my heart to come right. I have to sit here so long, so my life comes right. We're sitting in other avenues, just for one da'wah, we booked the family out, reserved a few tables, and 2-3 hours will come out, laughing and joking, and plus you pay for it. Ya Allah Ta'ala says, I'll pay you to sit here. Sit in the bayan. Yes, there's English, then there's Urdu, English, Urdu. Allah says, I'll pay you. And the payment of Allah, the currency of Allah, I'll give you tawfiq. Your iman will increase, ability to make a'mal and to make your jannat. And that to the barakat of that, Allah will give you dunya also. So he says, I sat there for 3 hours in tashahud only. In tashahud and listening attentively. After 3 hours, his jamaat came from the English translation and jokingly, what you understood? He said, I understood the entire bayan. How can it be? You don't even know a stitch of Urdu. He said, ask me whatever you heard there, I'll repeat to you. And they challenged him. He repeated the entire bayan. How did that happen? He says, I sat in the bayan, in the mudhakara, heard the advice, the desire in my heart. Ya Allah, you instill in my heart what the speaker is saying. I want to hear it directly from him. He says, within a few moments, Allah Ta'ala opened my heart and gave me perfect understanding of the Urdu language. From Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. The desire was there. I put in full investment of my time in this right now. Allah Ta'ala give you full profit, full rewards. But this is when the desire is there, then a person will take full benefit from the advice also. Then amal will become easy. Then to pass it on, to make it stronger. We'll just read the first advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just for us to understand now. The sahaba ikram are sitting in the majlis of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and he's advising them right now, not just deen to come into the amal, or deen to come into akhlaq, but I want deen to come into your business also. Your business will make you jannati. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is giving the advice. And he says in regards to iqala, cancellation of sales. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates. So we understand in that majlis right now, Abu Huraira was sitting there also and he was listening. And now he's passing on his advice to the ummah. So he narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if someone takes back an item bought by a Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive his sins on the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah. He's doing business and Allah Ta'ala is saying, I forgive your sins, you took back the item smilingly. That now, one deal of yours, that cancellation, inshallah will qualify you to get Jannat. Yeah, he's doing business, he takes out the cash from the till and he gives it back, takes the item, Allah Ta'ala says, your sins are forgiven. Where's the connection right now? He didn't make istighfar and tawbah also. Allah says, what an amal you did right now. The cash was hot in your pocket, you took it out. And you gave it back, and you took back the item, Allah Ta'ala says, your gunas and your sins are forgiven. So Abu Shuraih radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who takes back something bought by his brother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive his sins on the day of Qiyamah. It happens that at times a person buys an item in haste, and later on wishes to return it as he realizes that he does not need the item, or he needs the money for something else. Therefore, if the purchased item is in its original condition and no fault is found in it, one should accept the return as there is great reward for doing so. Having boards stating no refunds, no returns is highly inappropriate for a Muslim businessman. This is a business now, what we call a jannati business. That the item was returned, Allah Ta'ala puts in the heart, even sometimes it's opened. But ya Allah, alhamdulillah, I have enough to take this one item back. It's mentioned and heard about one sahabi radiallahu anhu that opened a business after he heard this hadith. And within a short span of time, he closed the business. And the sahaba ikram came to ask him, very quickly you closed your business, you hardly did trade. He said, I got my jannat. So what do you mean? He said, I heard from Nabi Ali Salatu Salam more or less that the person who takes back an item after being purchased, for him is jannat. So I was waiting all this time for someone to return the item. Finally somebody came, returned the item with a smile, I gave him back the money and I closed my business. I opened it just to make amal upon this one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. SubhanAllah.